That went live faster than what I thought. Hold on a sec, guys. Okay, so as you guys can see, I'm streaming on multiple platforms at once. I'm just streaming by myself. So I'm streaming on my YouTube page and my podcast, Upload Past Crossroads. I'm streaming on my Facebook and LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins. Hello, everybody, on my Facebook and LinkedIn page. I'm streaming on my Twitter page or X. I'm streaming on my Instagram page. What's up? Trouble Don't Last. My Snapchat, Threads, and TikToks, Trouble Don't Last as well. So that's most of my social media platforms. And then my other Instagram page I'm streaming from is my_day_bible. What's up, party people? My Tumblr page at Trouble Don't Last, number one. Okay, guys, I got a treat for you guys today. So I haven't talked to you guys in a minute. So just so you know, I am in seminary school. I am a seminarian now officially. I go to Colgate Rochester Cozer Divinity School in Rochester, New York. So I'm in two classes, and honestly, taking two classes in the master's degree program in seminary for me at the school I'm at is like taking 21 hours in undergrad. It's ridiculous. Like, so I don't have time to like do videos like I want. So I'm sorry I haven't been going live like I normally do. I try to go live and do two videos a week. I haven't been live in 14 days. So my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, you know, we got a lot of videos on here. So let me go to it real quick for you guys. Got to type it in. I don't have that as a tab right now, but I got a treat for you guys today for today's video. So today's video is titled, Be Who God Made You to Be. No, Be All God Made You to Be. That's the title of today's video. Be All That God Made You to Be. So on my YouTube channel, Upload Past Crossroads, like I was saying, I have a whole lot of stuff on here, man. So I got a playlist for everything. So with everything we talk about, like, you can find a playlist for it to get your flavor and get more of what you love, right? So for today's video, I'm doing a quote of the day, man. And I'm also doing a sports analogy. Oh, I don't have that right now. But anyways, I'll show you guys that playlist in a minute. But on my YouTube channel, I got a lot of playlists. I got a lot of videos, man. One of my playlists is Verses of the Day. So I'm going to hit you guys with a verse of the day in a minute. And then my other playlist I got is Quotes of the Day. So I'm about to hit you guys with a quote real quick. All right, guys. So let me go to my PowerPoint real quick. So if one of my favorite shows is Inside the NBA. Do you watch Inside the NBA? So I'm going to start hitting you guys with sports stuff. I love basketball. Like, you know, I'm 31 years old. You know, I just turned 31 not too long ago. And I figured out which sport is my favorite. I love basketball, man. I've always loved basketball. And what made me love basketball was Michael Jordan and Kobe Bean Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. You know, Kobe and Shaq played. Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm a Lakers fan. But I mean, I like Steph Curry right now, so I'm cheering for the Warriors. But anyways, I love Inside the NBA, man. Like, I love Charles Barkley. He's one of my favorite basketball players ever. I love Shaq, you know, Kenny and Ernie, they're cool, man. So, you know, I love Inside the NBA. That's my favorite show, man. And so on Tuesdays, they give Charles and Shaq and Ernie and Kenny a breakdown. So on Tuesdays, they'd be having different people come on now. So it's called like NBA on TNT pregame show or postgame show. So they'd be having Candace Parker on there now. They'd be having Jamal Crawford. And they used to have Dwayne Wade on there. Sometimes they have Vince Carter on there. So these are all former NBA players, and Candace Parker played in the WNBA. So the other day they had this guy who's a phenom, man. This guy is a freak, right? So I don't know if you guys heard of him yet, but he's about to be a GOAT, right? I'm already claiming it. I want you guys to remember it came from me, right? So there's this guy in the NBA whose name is Victor Wembanyama. This guy's ridiculous, man. This guy is like, they can't even predict how tall he is. They don't know. So he's either 7'3 or he's 7'4, right? And so he's tall, right? And he ain't just tall, right? Normally, if somebody's that tall, like, they're slow, you know, not too mobile. They have no agility, right? But this guy, boy, this guy got all the agility in the world, man. Like, they compare him to Kevin Durant, actually. So, by the way, he's 20 years old. I want you guys to remember that. He was born in 2004, right? He's 20 years old. Remember that. All right. So they compare him to Kevin Durant. Like, and that's what Victor said he got his style from. He always wanted to play like KD. So, like, with Victor, the dude's 7'4", right? He runs like a guard. He moves like a guard. So he moves like somebody that's 6'2". He dribbles like somebody that's 6'2". Or even shorter, 5'7". Like, dude can dribble. Then I told you guys he can move like a guard, right? He can shoot like a guard. So he can shoot threes. He can shoot mid-range. He has the same game as Kevin Durant. And Kevin Durant played the same way. Like, Kevin Durant's 6'10", though. He's really – some people say he's 7 foot. Victor Wembanyama is 7'4". He has a huge advantage. Like, so he moves like a guard. He can dribble. He can shoot. They call him the alien. This is his nickname, right? And so on NBA, on TNT, on the pregame show, this is what Victor Wembanyama said when Jamal Crawford was talking to him, right? And this is a 20-year-old boy, right? This is a 20-year-old man. Watch what he said. He is so young, but so wise. Watch this. When he was talking about his drive game, right? And talking about him driving to the basket. And, you know, Jamal Crawford basically asked him, you know, where you get that from? You know, tell me about it. Tell me about the sham guy. Tell me about, like, you know, why do you do what you do? Because the thing with Victor Wembanyama, let me go back to this photo so you can get a good visual of him, right? So with Victor Wembanyama, dude's been doing some freaky stuff in the NBA. This guy has been throwing the ball off the backboard, right? And then dunking it. Like, he'll miss a shot. See, that's normal. We've seen that before in the NBA. But no, we ain't never seen somebody that literally shoots the ball, right? They shoot the ball, they miss. They come from the three-point line. They're running. And they miss the shot. And they dunk it in. That's what Victor Wembanyama's doing. He's doing stuff like that. That ain't never been done in the NBA. Ain't nobody ever done that. Now, Michael Jordan and Allen Iverson, when there's a free throw and somebody else missed the free throw, they come from the three-point line and come dunk it. But ain't nobody ever shot a three, right? Miss a three. And then come drive in the basket and dunk. They dunked or miss. They missed the shot and they dunked or miss. You get what I'm saying? That's freakish. The dude's 7'4". All right, I want you guys to really understand this. This dude has all the ability, all the tangibles, everything to be great. The dude, 7'4", plays like a guard. You see what I'm saying? He can be the best basketball player ever right now. You see what I'm saying? I'm mad he ain't make the NBA All-Star team. How did the NBA let that go by? I should have a background picture of Victor Wembanyama. I don't know why I didn't do that. But anyway, that really made me mad. Like, he ain't make the All-Star team, but it's okay. He's in the Rising Star Challenge. But anyways, let's keep on going. So on NBA TNT, the pregame show with, you know, Candace Parker, Jamal Crawford, I think his name's Steve Levlow, and Shaq. Shaq was on there. This is what he said. So Wembanyama, his drive, it's very profound inside of me. I got these abilities, this talent. I'm healthy. I'm raised in a good family. I got all this and that was given to me. Yeah, I got all this that was given to me. The only option is to use it. Woo! And make the most of it. Then he said, if I can be the best, then I must be the best. See, I was going to title the video that. If I can be the best, then I must be the best. See, on my YouTube channel, I talk a lot on here, so I'll upload past crossovers on my YouTube channel. I'm also on any podcast platform you can think of, Apple Chromecast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you get your podcast from, look for me. I'm on a lot of them. I think on Apple Music, too. So I've been talking about this verse a lot. The verse is 1 Corinthians 15:10. So I have a playlist on my YouTube channel that talks about 1 Corinthians. Like, I have a playlist for all the times I talk about 1 Corinthians 15. So my sermons, my Bible studies, all the videos I do on 1 Corinthians 15, and eventually animations. So after this video, go to that if you really enjoyed this, right? So with this quote, man, Victor was talking about 1 Corinthians 15:10. It is ridiculous, man. The dude's 20 years old. Watch this, man. He said it's very profound inside of me. So it's just, it's embedded inside me. It's me. It's who I am. Like, this is how God made me to be. So I got these abilities that were given to me. I got this talent that was given to me. I got health that I can't take advantage of, that I can't waste, that was given to me, right? So I got to utilize everything that's been given to me. I was raised in a good family. This is what Victor Wembanyama said. I was raised in a good family. He's basically saying, Victor Wembanyama is basically saying, you know, I had all this stuff lined up for me. all my life has been, you know, working towards this moment. Everything that I work for has been working towards this moment. God has utilized everything around me for this moment. And Victor Wembanyama saying, I'm not going to waste this moment. Do you feel me? Does this relate to you? Do you come from a good family? Do you have talent? Yes, you have talent in some area with something. So are you utilizing it? Right? Are you healthy? Boy, do you know how poor you would be if you weren't healthy? Do you know how expensive hospitals are in America? See, we don't have universal health care in America. They tear us up in America. America's jacked up. You got to have insurance. You don't got insurance, boy. You know, I had a heat stroke one time. I was only in the hospital for an hour. So at the age of 17, I had a heat stroke. I was in the hospital for an hour. And the bill was $1,400 with the insurance, right? So, like, I can only imagine what it was really, right? So, and I was only in there for an hour. What would happen if I was in there a whole 24 hours or a month? Oh, my goodness, man. So Victor Wembanyama saying he got all these abilities, all this stuff was inside of me that was given to me. What do you have inside of you? What was given to you? Man, let me go ahead and keep on talking. Ooh, I'm about to sweat. So, yeah, let me go back to it. I'm breaking this down before I go to the scripture verse. I ain't giving y'all the scripture verse yet. So Victor said, you know, I got all this that was given to me. It was given to me. I didn't pick all these things. It was given to me by who? By God. By God. He did not just get to the NBA by his own bootstraps. That's what he's saying, by himself. You know, I'm gonna put you guys on game real quick. People who make it to the NBA, they don't make it there by themselves. People who make it to the NFL, they don't make it there by themselves, by their own bootstraps. It takes coaches. It takes opportunities, playing-wise, from coaches. It takes playing-wise, right, to get a basketball IQ, to understand the game, to have that taught to you, you know, from your coaches and everything like that, so that you can master the game, right? Because when you go to higher levels, you play against people that really know the game, that can really play the game. See, I'm real good with street ball. Just playing straight up, I'm going to beat everybody. But, like, when it comes to IQ, fundamental basketball, I'm the worst. Like, IQ, I hate teams, too. I'm just too independent. I'm not a good team player. I like to win too much. So if I'm on a winning team, I play amazing. Give me a big man like Shaq. Oh, yeah, I can. I have a field day because I play big. I've been dunking since I was 13. So it opens up the game for me. But you guys get what I'm saying, man. Like, let's talk about Victor, man. Let's focus on him. He's in the NBA, not me, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it takes people. It takes a community to get somebody to the NBA. It takes help, right? You don't get there by your own bootstraps. Do you know how much God does for you? Right? Victor has been a prospect since he was 13, 12, like, because he was always tall. I still remember them talking about him. It was about 6 years ago, maybe even eight. They were talking about this 12-year-old boy, 11-year-old boy that's like 6'8", dunking, right? I know he's been dunking since he was like 11 or 8, like something crazy. Because we remember seeing him on SportsCenter. And yeah, like Victor was a freak. A kid like that. The NBA was already talking about him. I think they gave him the trainers. I think they gave him everything that he needed so that he could grow, mature, and just have an easier path to the NBA. And Victor even talked about that. I'm going to skip. So Victor, not too long ago on Inside the NBA, he was on there. And Kenny, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny Smith, and Ernie Smith were all Ernie Johnson. They were all talking with Victor, and when they were talking with him, they were saying, "You know, Victor, you know, tell us about the game, right? Because when that's the thing on Inside the NBA makes them better than any other show, and Kenny Smith did it one time, right? See, when it comes to the basics of basketball, like the basics." The greatest basketball players of all time love the basics. Kobe even did a quote with that. I'm going to save that for another video. But Kobe said, basically, to not love the basics is to not love the game. So and Kobe being Bryant, right, my favorite basketball player of all time, he said that to forsake the basics, the little things in basketball, is to cheat the game. And Victor Wembanyama said, just like LeBron James, he even said it. Like, LeBron says, don't cheat the game, right? And Victor Wembanyama said, like, with Kenny and Charles, like, you know, when it comes to the game of basketball, like, you know, I have to, like, he basically, the way he described it, I can't say it like he did, but basically what he described, like, he was describing basketball so simply, right? He was just focused on the pounding of the ball. Like, Kobe talked about that one time. He was focusing on just running. And yeah, that's what he said. He said, just making sure you're in shape and running and just making sure your body's right so that you can perform at your top performance. But when he was talking about that, he was talking about breathing. He's talking about inhale and exhale. He was talking about, you know, the way you just, you know, got to calm your spirit. He was just talking about, I can't even describe it, because he was talking about the game like so plainly. Like, he was focusing on the little things that people who play basketball, they don't really focus on. Like, we focus on, we have so many distractions and stuff like that. But the greatest in the game of basketball, man, they focus on the basics, and they master the basics. And they master the basics so much that when it comes to the game of basketball, the IQ and coming up to play, like, they're focusing on so many other things that you're not, that they can kill you and destroy you. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what happened. So, yeah, let me go back to this. Kenny, we're going back to Inside the NBA. So when Kenny, when he was playing, long story short, they talked about this on the Inside the NBA documentary they had. But they're talking about how, like, the producers, they picked all these. They picked Kenny, they picked Shaq, they picked Charles, they picked Ernie, because the way they talk about the game, right? And the way they break it down. They said that they love when they do that, right? So when Kenny was talking about playing against the Los Angeles Lakers in the playoffs in 1990 or something like that. No, 1994 or something like that. I don't know when it was. But when he talked about it, man, the way he described it was ridiculous. He said that, you know, basically they're playing in whatever the Los Angeles Lakers arena was at that time. I think it was like Staples Center or something. It was before Staples Center. All right. And so Kenny said he, you know, he's on defense and he's getting the game started. Magic Johnson's coming up with the basketball. Yeah, that's what he said. He said his welcome to the NBA moment was when Magic Johnson was coming up the court, right? And he saw, like, when the game started, the whole crowd in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles Lakers fans, they all stood up as he was coming up the court. And so everybody, like, he said, like, his welcome to the NBA moment was just, like, seeing just everybody, like, in awe, showing respect and just ready for this game when Magic came up the court. He said it was a different atmosphere. It was a different feeling. It was a different moment than the whole regular season, right? I don't even think this was a regular season game. I think this was a playoffs. It was just a different vibe or something like that. Or even if it was a regular season game, it don't matter. Like, it's still that much more powerful, right? But anyways, like, yeah, man, all these athletes, like, and I mean the greatest of the greatest. I'm not even just talking about just people that make it to the NBA. Like, in order to be great, man, you have to utilize every single thing that comes your way. You got to take advantage of every single thing that God has given you. You can't waste a single thing that God has given you. That voice that God's given you, you need to freaking talk. Because if you were mute, I need to do a video on that. If you were mute, you will wish that you could talk. Because I know if I was mute, I would hate my life. Because there's so much stuff that you just got to say. You just got to get off your chest. You just got to speak, right? God gave you a mouth for a reason. And some of y'all are just quiet. And you need to utilize your freaking mouth. You see what I'm saying? That's just with your mouth. We ain't even talking about listening, your ears. Some people talk too much. God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. Utilize your ears and listen and pay attention. Take heed to counseling, to wise advice. Listen. Pay attention. Consider what other people have to say. That's why you got two ears, right? This is just what life. I'm just talking about the body. I ain't even talking about, you know, the family you were in. You got a mother, you got a father for a reason. You got siblings for a reason. God, no, let's bring church into it. You got a spiritual ability for a reason. If you can sing and you're not in the church choir, what are you doing? Are you kidding me? You know how many people that is? That's the saddest thing to me. And then when you are in the church choir, let's talk about that. You're in the church choir. Why are you just going up there just to go up there? Why don't you just tear it up? Really sing. Give it to the Lord. Don't waste your spiritual ability of singing. That is a gift. You know how important singing is? That's my pet peeve. Like, when I was a preacher and I had a church and choir, like, didn't come with it. When every single song that they sung, I mean, every single song, like, they have to give everything they got, every single ounce, squeeze out and ring the rag. You see what I'm saying? Take advantage of this moment for the Lord. Give it all to God. Lay it all down. Like, that should be your life every single moment. And when you look at anybody great in the NBA, NFL, any profession, in stock market, whatever profession, doctor, lawyers, I mean the best of the best that everybody knows. Like, these people, they don't waste anything. You see what I'm saying? Every single moment, every single opportunity, they know they have to take it, right? Because this moment may not come again. This opportunity may not come again. Not only that, like, just not even with that opportunity, just not even with that blessing, whatever you want to call it, man. Like, you only live for so long. So how long are you going to be able to do certain things? You can't do everything forever. Just like with the game of basketball. How long does a basketball career last? Eventually, the body's going to wear out. LeBron James is an exception to the rule. He's the only person ever to play like that. And actually, Michael Jordan played at an old age like that too, by the way. But anyways, he just didn't stay in the league like LeBron, right? And Kobe could have stayed too. Kobe's my favorite player of all time. He could have stayed, but I don't know. Kobe had so many injuries. Like, when you look at an injury chart of, like, all the injuries Kobe had, like, I mean, like, a chart saying what his injuries were and what year. I need to show that one time. Man, he basically hurt every single ligament, muscle, vessel that you could possibly tear up and hurt in the human body. That's how long he was in the NBA. And, like, at the end of his career, he had so much ice on his body. Like, everywhere. He looked like a mummy at the end of basketball games. And that's what I'm trying to say, guys. You got to leave it all on the table. You got to leave it all out when it comes to this life. You got to let it all go. Just lay it all down. Lay down your life. That's what Jesus is saying. Lay it down. Man, these athletes do this for a stupid game. We talking about the game of basketball. I'm going to say it like Allen Iverson. We talking about the game of basketball. Not life. Not preaching a sermon. Not reaching, you know, and trying to save souls for Christ. I mean, like, not storing up treasures in heaven. Man, we talking about the game of basketball. And they lay down everything for the freaking game of basketball and football. And I don't know. You guys see what I'm saying? Is the game of basketball that important in life? Right? Hey, let me say some other stuff. Is your profession that important in life? Because let me tell you something. Let's talk about preaching real quick. Because, you know, I want to be a preacher, right? Is preaching that important? Yeah, you know, some people are like, yes, yes, of course, yes. So ministry comes before our family. Or does family come before ministry? Because isn't family your first ministry? Right? So what comes first? What's more important? What's more valuable? Right? What does God really care about? See, God gets the glory out of your professions, right? Playing basketball, cooking, being a lawyer, you know, being a librarian. I don't care what you do. God gets glory from it, man. But if you can be the best, then you must be the best. Let me go to that quote again. So Victor Wembanyama, I'm going to read it again. This is what this 20-year-old boy said, man. This young man, so wise. Wemby said, it's very profound inside of me. I got all these talents. I got all these abilities. I'm healthy. I was raised in a good family. I got all this that was given to me. The only option is to use it. The only option is to use it and make the most of it. If I can be the best, then I must be the best. I'm gonna say it again. If I can be the best, then I must be the best. And that goes with 1 Corinthians 15:10. And I'm gonna go ahead and change the title of the video, because I need to start getting better at that and put the scripture verse. So again, the scripture verse is 1 Corinthians 15:10. You can see it on my screen if you go to my Facebook or LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins. Or if you go to my Twitter page, my X page, Trouble Don't Last, and then on my YouTube page, podcast, Upward Past Crossroads. All right. So 1 Corinthians 15:10 reads, you know, but by the grace, and I'm reading from the King James Version first. It says, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Ooh, that's what Victor said. Victor said right here. He said, you know, I got all this inside me. I got all these abilities. I got this talent. I'm healthy. I was raised in a good family. That is who he is, right? So who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know what has been given to you? Because let me put you guys on game real quick. If you don't know what has been given to you, you tend to waste it. If you don't know how bad and how off the chain you are, if you don't appreciate you and value you, nobody else will. And then if you don't value you, if you don't appreciate you, if you don't love what God is doing in your life, nobody else will, because you don't, because you ain't selling yourself like you should. That's what Victor Wembanyama, that's what Michael Jordan, that's what Kobe Bryant, that's what Ian Grace did. Right, anybody that wasn't that great in the NBA that you don't know their names, you barely know them, and they're not on Kobe Bryant's level, they're not on Michael Jordan's level, they're not on Wilt Chamberlain's level. You see what I'm saying? If they're not on these greats' level, it's for a reason. Because they didn't put in that much work as they did. They didn't sacrifice as much as they did. That's 1 Corinthians 15:10. This is what we're about to talk about, right? If you don't give it all you got, don't expect a big return on your investment, right? The higher the risk, the higher the reward, right? The more you put in, the more you get out, right? So if you aren't giving everything you got into what you're doing, I don't care where you're at, working at Walmart, working at Target, trying to cook on YouTube channels and trying to make it on the Food Network because, you know, you ain't had no opportunities in culinary school or anything like that. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to preach. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, just using me as an example, like, you think I'm going to wait to get a church to preach? You think I'm going to, you know, suck up to somebody to talk, right? Look at social media. My social media pages are off the chain, right? You should be doing what you're already called to do, utilizing everything you have so you can get where you're trying to go, right? You got to prepare, right? And that's what I was trying to say about Victor before. Like, when he was young, I told you, the NBA already knew he existed at like 11. They've been preparing him. He had trainers. He talks about it all the time. He played for the French national team. He played for France. That's what he's going to play for in the Olympics and stuff like that. And so with Victor, man, like, he had this one trainer, and he knew that he was 7'4". So obviously, he don't need to be doing none of the workouts everybody else is doing, because he's growing at a different pace. He's too lanky. You don't know when he's going to stop growing, right? So you can't train him the same way you train everybody else, because his body can't handle it, right? And you don't want to hurt, and you don't know where he's going to go. You don't know his body type. So they had to, like, he basically had to stretch. That was his workout. He had to stretch. He had to do particular different exercises. Like, I would guess Paula Matrix. I forgot what it's called. We did it in track. But you guys know what I'm saying. Like, he had to use resistance bands for workouts, like no weights. So, like, he had to do certain stuff because his body was different, right? Like, these trainers were literally tailoring to him. That's what I was trying to say. So when he was on Inside the NBA, it's about 3 months ago, 2 months ago, so it was sometime in the fall, winter 2023. Ernie and Kenny and Shaq was talking to him, and Charles, and Victor was like, yeah, like, since I came to the Spurs organization, even before I came here, he said that the Spurs, the San Antonio Spurs, the NBA team that he plays on, right? He said that they gave him everything. So basically, when he was describing it, he said, literally, this is what he said. He said that, you know, I don't even have to cook. You know, my meals are prepared for me. He said, you know, my fridge, I don't have to go shopping. I don't have to get food. You know, my food's already in the fridge because the San Antonio Spurs just want to make sure my nutrition's right. So he said, I don't have to worry about anything like that. I just have to play. I just have to put everything I got into the game. This is what he's saying. I'm going back to the quote. This is what he said. He said, it's very profound inside of me. Like, the greatness is inside of him. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I have no excuse but to be great, because I got all these things that has been given to me. So I would be spitting in people's faces, right? I would be spitting in God's face, right? Let's just talk about God. I'd be spitting in God's face. If he made me 7'4", and I dribble like a guard, you hear what I'm saying? The dude ain't 6'4". 6'4 is tall. You see what I'm saying? I'm 5'10", basically. Some people think I'm 6 foot. I'm six. I don't know. I'm around there. I'm short compared to 7'4". I'm a midget compared to 7'4". That's the equivalent of being 4'11". You see what I'm saying? So, like, the dude is 7'4", not 6'8". 6'8 is tall. You ever met somebody 6'10"? He's 7'4". And he can move like a short person. Did you hear what I said? He can move like a short person. We ain't never seen nothing like that at 7'4". And even if we have, it ain't at Victor's level. Victor's 20. And the dude, I should show you what he's averaging, but he's leading the league in blocks. In points, he's doing pretty good. He's been averaging like 18, 20. He needs more rebounds. That's what Charles and Shaq been saying, because that's what they were saying. Like, they focus on stuff that nobody else focused on. They said, you know, rebound shows how much you hustle. Like, Zion Williamson, I love Zion. Zion was supposed to be Victor Wembanyama. Zion is, you know who Zion Williamson is? The dude is like 285. And he don't just move like a guard. He's basically like the fastest player in the NBA. And he's jacked. Like, he looked like freaking a black Arnold Schwarzenegger, basically, playing basketball. Fastest person on the court. And he even said it. He said, I just want to throw the ball down and put it through somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just dunk on him. And that's how he plays. It's scary. Like, he's basically like Shaq. A little shorter, but can, you know, like a monster. Like the orange monster that was took Charles Barkley powers. Just like that. Yeah, they compare him to Charles Barkley. But anyways, Charles and Shaq, they said, like, when it comes to getting rebounds, it shows your hustle. It shows if you're in shape. It shows how much you want it. Charles Barkley used to, boy, he was just as good as rebounding, if not better than Dennis Rodman, the greatest rebounder ever, right? You know what I'm saying? So, like, one time Charles Barkley had 33 rebounds. Like, I love Charles Barkley, guys. Like, I don't know if you guys can tell. Like, I love Charles Barkley, man. But like, yeah, man, like, these players, you see what I'm saying? Shaq and Kenny and Charles were just saying, like, you know, like with Victor Wembanyama, like, there's always something to work on for everybody, especially just coming into the league, right? And to not work on your craft, to not try to be everything that God created you to be, to not try to improve yourself in life. Let's talk about life. This is why the game of basketball is so powerful. This is why I'm talking about basketball. Like, some people, some religious people probably be like, why are you talking about basketball? Why are you talking about NBA players? It's an idol. No, like, this is powerful stuff. Do you see what I'm saying? Apply this to your life. Like, these players are great. Everybody's great in the NBA, but not everybody utilizes everything that they have. They get distracted because they're rich. Kwame Brown talked about that. He talked about how every single NBA player, like, you're making millions. You know what I mean? You're basically in a 1% now, right? You know what I mean? Women want you at that point. All women, man, I can't stand Jezebels, bro. Like, there's so many women. Oh, they're my pet peeve. Like, women that look like angels. That's how beautiful they are. They're beautiful. But boy, they're so wicked, man. And all they care about is, you know, getting a man with money to take advantage of them, make them a baby daddy, and then you can just take money from them, millions, for the rest of their lives. That's what they do. That's how they do. It is sad. Oh, my gosh. You know how much as an NBA player you have to, like, forsake certain things when you could do anything? You can have anything? Do you know how hard that is? No, you don't, because you're not, and you don't have those kind of temptations, right? And then if everybody's doing it on your basketball team, right? Just, I'm going to throw that out there. If everybody's partying, everybody going to these brothels, I don't know what they go to. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they just go to and do certain things and get away with certain things, you think you're not going to participate? It's too tempting. And you can get away with it because you can just pay money and say, hey, man, you know, take this money, just stay quiet. Like, if you mess up and make a mistake, you see what I'm saying? So, like, this is what these NBA players have to, like, you know, basically forsake in order to get to their goal. But not all of them get to the goal. So obviously not all of them forsake it. But the great ones, oh my gosh, they had no choice. Just like Victor Wembanyama. Man, he could be great. I don't think he's going to get distracted. Just like Kobe. I told you guys, Kobe, my favorite basketball player of all time. They don't get distracted. They focus on the mission. They focus on the goal, and they go for it. The goal is to win championships. The goal is to be great. The goal is to be the best you could possibly be, because that is what glorifies God the most. This is for all of us, right? Going back to the Victor Wembanyama quote, the only option is to use everything that's been given to me and make the most of it. If I can be the best, then I must be the best. So 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. So by the grace of God, you are what you are. It's because of God's grace that Victor Wembanyama is who he is because of how, it's because, you know, it's because of God's grace, because of, it's because of God's grace that Victor Wembanyama is that tall, has that kind of ability, had the family that he lived in. Same thing for you. Whatever skill, whatever you're good at, whatever you love, the passion that you have, man, you need to get it all out. Stop holding it in. Do it more. That's what you're called to do. That's your purpose. You see what I'm saying? So, man, this is why God made you the way that he made you, right? It's by the grace of God that I am what I am. This is what Paul said about himself. You should be saying about yourself, too. It's because of God's grace that you are whatever you are. You're black, you're white, you're fat, you think you're ugly. It's a blessing from God. God made you like that for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Man, I wish God made me the best looking man ever. But that would make me distracted. Because I already struggle enough. You see what I'm saying? I got everything I need to be who God created me to be. Because his grace is good. His grace is enough. His grace will get you, will open up doors for you that are just for you, that nobody else can have, because it's just for you, because that's God's grace. His grace is his protection. His grace is his mercy. His grace is his favor. You see what I'm saying? It's because of God's grace that you are as bad as you are. I hope you love you like God loves you. And if you don't, man, just spend some time with him. Hallelujah. Man, let me go back to the scripture verse. Man, we're tearing it up. It's by the grace of God that I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me. It was given to me. It was handed to me. It was just bestowed, just like I did. Like, you know how somebody gets demon-possessed, like in movies and shows, like it just come up on them? Same thing. God just bestowed these blessings on me. Like, that's your life. Like, when God made you in little clay, you know, the potter and the clay, that scripture verse in Isaiah, right? The potter and clay. When God made you as clay, you know what he did? He just bestowed some stuff on you. Just bestowed it. You know how those people, the fake little preachers, they be having like their little blazer. They be doing memes of it now. They be having their blazer that, you know, the three-piece suit and stuff like that. And they be smacking people with it and be saying, yo, you're healed. You're healed. That's what God did to you. He said, you're blessed. You're healed. You got grace, right? So this is what God did for us, man. It's by the God's grace that you have been bestowed what you've been given. What have you been given? You see, that's another thing too. You can't be great. You can't be successful. You can't make it in this life if you're not thankful for what God has given you. Woo! You think Michael Jordan became Michael Jordan and he wasn't thankful? Are you freaking kidding me? Michael Jordan? Can you do that? I've only seen one person in my life, and I can jump. I'm very athletic. I did the high jump. I've always been dunking since I was 13. I basically jumped 7 foot on high jump. I've only seen one person in my life that shoots and plays like Michael Jordan. His name is Xavier Bivens. He should have been in the NBA. Omar, you're pretty great too. Omar Rashad, right? He never missed a shot. But with Xavier, man, he had the whole layup package, just like Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only seen one person do that, and it was X. Like, Michael Jordan's whole package, whole game was ridiculous. Ain't nobody else did it except for Julius Erving, and Kobe had a little bit of it. But I'm going to talk about that in a minute, right? So, I'm sweating. All right, let's go back to the verse. All right. So, by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. It was not in vain. You guys hear that? So many people are wasting the grace that God has given them. So many people aren't who God created them to be. So many people are spitting in God's face because they're not thankful for how God made them. If you're not thankful for how God made you, if you're not praising God for how he made you, how in the world can you be who he called you to be? You can't. Because you don't appreciate, you don't value, you don't cherish what has been bestowed upon you. I'm stopping. Let me talk about that real quick. Victor Wembanyama said, it's because of God's grace that I am what I am. Victor Wembanyama said, It's what all these things were bestowed upon me, and I'm not wasting a single thing. Are you wasting your life? Are you wasting your money? Are you wasting your youth on partying? Let me tell you something. The Bible says go to the ant for a reason. If you're wasting your life on partying and wasting your youth, we'll put you guys on game real quick. What happened to ants if they don't utilize the summertime and get all the food that they can for the colony for the summertime? The colony, the community, the colony of ants that they're in dies because they're not prepared for the winter time. Winter is coming. Life has seasons in it. Wintertime is a bitter, cold, harsh season where everything withers away and nothing grows and nothing's panning out for you. Do you know in life sometimes you're going to go through winter times, and it's not just an old age. It could be in any season at any time, and you have to prepare for it. You think you have all the money in the world? Go to some NBA players and see how many went bankrupt and lost all their money because they didn't prepare for winter time, retirement. Come on, guys. You're wasting what has been bestowed upon you, and it was given to you in vain. You see what I'm saying? So, man, your social media pages, let's talk about that real quick. What are you doing with them? I mean, not everybody called to do what I do on social media, but you get what I'm saying. Like, guys, you just got to utilize what you have been given. Pick what you want to utilize. You can't utilize everything, right? You could do anything, but you can't do everything. Pick what you're most passionate about. Pick what you love. Pick what God made you the best at, your craft, what you just can't get enough of, and give it everything you got and see how far God takes you. Just like Victor Wembanyama, the dude is 7'4". You think it was hard for him to figure out what he needs to be doing? The dude moves like a guard. You think it was hard for him to figure out what he needs to be doing? It was not. Same thing for you. Like some people, yeah, it's hard. You're, okay, I get that. But you just have to figure out what your purpose is, right? What you can't get enough of, what you love, what you're the best at that nobody else could do that would take you far. That's the best way I could describe it, right? That's how you figure out your purpose. That's how you figure out your mission. And when you figure it out, you don't waste a single second anymore in life because you already wasted enough of it, right? That's the way we need to be living. The time is short. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 7. He said that many times, actually. And throughout the whole Bible, like, Jesus said, like, how did he say it? You know, it's morning time. He basically says daytime, but nighttime's coming. Mm. See, daytime's when you have vision. You can see everything. Nighttime's when that vision goes away. It's pitch dark. Darkness. It's death, right? The sun shining is life. Darkness is death. Death is coming. A season is coming where things will die, right? Where you can't do what God called you to do in the daytime, right? Where you can only rest. That time's coming. It could be in death. It could be in life. It could be when you get unemployed from a job. Like I've been unemployed. I've been let go 3 times. Bank of America, Ernst & Young, and 40AU. The nighttime's coming. Wintertime's coming. Are you prepared for it? Person you love will die. Everybody dies. Right? Are you prepared for it? That's another thing, too. You're married, right? Let me put you guys on game real quick. God's bestowed upon you a wife or a husband, right? And you're taking that relationship in vain. Looking at all these women, looking at all these other men, you ain't appreciating what God has given you and bestowed upon you right now. You're taking that blessing in vain. And one day you're going to regret it when you look at them in a casket and be like, man, I wish I could love them one more time. I wish I could give everything I got one more time. You better give it all you can right now. That's life. That's in life. Give it everything you got. That's why sports is so powerful. God speaks through creation. That's another play that's on my YouTube channel. God speaks through creation, guys. He's literally telling you how he works, how he operates when you just pay attention and you listen to how, you know, what's going on, right? if you just pay attention and take heed to how sports work, or to how, you know, the human body works, or to how, you know, light works. God talks through all creation. You can see his glory through any and everything. And when you miss out on his glory, you missed out what has been bestowed upon you, life. That's too good. You're taking in vain what has been bestowed upon you, life. Because, you know, some people don't get that enlightenment. Enlightenment, you get it? That insight, that wisdom, when you pay attention and listen. You see what I'm saying? Are you paying attention and listening right now? You see what I'm saying? What in the world has God bestowed upon you, right, that you've been taking in vain, that you don't even take in vain no more? That's the lesson. Are you all that God created you to be? I'm going to tell you right now, Victor Wembanyama is, and the dude's 20. What was his birthday? Let me go back to this. I hope this makes you feel really bad if you're older than him. I really do. The dude is 20 years old. He was born January 4th, 2004, right? His birthday right here on Google. Victor Wembanyama said these wise words at 20 years old. You know what's funny? All the great ones talked just like him when they were younger. They all had a different type of, like, insight about life. And you can't be great in your profession if you're not following the Bible in some kind of way. And I'm not saying they're all Christian, but in order to be great, you don't just become great on your own. Like, it's because of God's grace. It's because of certain guidelines, like hard work, giving everything you got, not wasting a single moment. That's all spiritual. That's not worldly. Like, so when people say sports are so ungodly or something, like, you kidding me? You kidding me? That's somebody that don't hoop. They ain't never shot a basketball in life. That know nothing about no game or nothing. Saying stupid stuff like that. Right? God, not it. Okay, I was about to say some crazy stuff. All right, let's keep on going, man. All right, 1 Corinthians 15:10. All right. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than them all. I labored more abundantly than them all. See, guys, this is what Paul's saying, by the way. Just imagine Paul. This is a spiritual Christian. A Christian said this. Paul said this. Out of all people, Paul. Paul said, I labored harder than anybody else that God saved. I put in more work than Peter, than John, than all of them. You know why he could say that? Because he was a Pharisee. You know why he could say that? Because he put in more work being a Jew, studying the law, practicing the law, knowing all that stuff before he was even met Christ. He probably saw Christ die. So he got the same vantage point as the disciples, as Peter, John, James, Bartimaeus, like all these disciples. He saw everything they saw. He experienced everything they experienced just about. But he labored more abundantly than them all. He knew the law. He knew the text. He lived it. Well, tried to before Christ. Now when he came to Christ, he understood it better. He had a greater insight. That's just in one way how he labored more abundantly than them all. He's talking about all the disciples, and he's talking about more than that, all Christians from all over. Can you say that? I can say that. Like, I mean, not with every area, but when it comes to studying the Bible, like when it comes to sharing the gospel, when it comes to just like really knowing it, and I'm doing my best to apply it in every single way. Because ain't nobody can say, just like Victor Wembanyama, he got stuff he got to work on in his game, right? His game ain't the best game ever right now. The best they could possibly be. He ain't a 99 overall player on NBA 2K. Right. So, like, right, you guys see what I'm saying? So, like, Christian-wise, we all got stuff we got to work on. We have not arrived. We're not all in Christ that we could possibly be. We are not just like Christ yet. You see what I'm saying? So, we labor more abundantly so that we can be just like our Lord and Savior. We labor more abundantly than all of them because we're not focused on what everybody else is doing. We're not competing against everybody else. We're not worried about everybody else. We're just all that God made us to be, and we're to be like Christ in his image and reflect him to the world so we can be the Bibles that people read, because you're not going to go read the Bible no more. Too many distractions, right? Just like the game of basketball. There's too many distractions to be great. Christian, you see, guys, Christian, I'm tying it in. So like with Jesus, he is what we're trying to labor for and be like. He is who we're trying to please. We're trying to live and store up treasures in heaven so that when we meet the Lord face to face, he doesn't say, depart from me, for I do not know you. No, he says, man, you are a good and faithful servant. Ooh. You know, come take up treasures with me. I got even more treasures for you. I've made a mention for you and all that stuff, right? But he says, what did I say? Yeah, well done, that good and faithful servant. Victor Wembanyama is showing you how faithful to the game of basketball he is. He's showing you how he's not wasting that love for the game of basketball. The game of basketball, guys. We ain't talking about life. We ain't talking about meeting God face to face. We're talking about the game of basketball. So whatever your game of basketball is, see, for me, it's social media. For me, it's being a QA analyst, software tester, basically a software developer. For me, it's going to be a seminary teacher for sure. For me, it's going to be a preacher. So whatever profession God's called you to, you need to glorify God and labor more abundantly than them all. You see what I'm saying? Why should you do this? Why should you give everything you got to wherever your career is, wherever your profession is? Because it glorifies God and you're spitting his face. You're taking in vain what he has given to you that he could have given to somebody else. He should have given it to somebody else if you're wasting it. And he's going to say, depart from me if I do not know you. If you're not faithful in the little things, my good and faithful servant. Well done. Don't you want to hear well done? I want to hear well done. I want to receive a crown. Ooh, one of my favorite songs is I Shall Wear a Crown. I shall wear a crown when it's all over. And then they say, I'm going to put on my robe and I'm going to tell the story how I made it over. Yes, Lord. So like, yeah, I labored more abundantly than them all. And whatever God has positioned me, wherever God has positioned me, whatever God has called me to do, I labored more than anybody else in my profession. Can you say that? Because if you can't, you're probably in the wrong profession. You probably don't love what you're doing. And you probably need to switch, to something else that you really love and enjoy, that you can give everything you got. Victor Wembanyama played the game of basketball. He loves the game of basketball. He loves it more than anybody else. He's literally showing that just with how he's playing. And not just that. It's about what you do behind the scenes in preparation for what you do publicly, right? So if behind the scenes, if that's not all you're doing, if that's not all you're doing in private, then what are you talking about, man? Like, that's not what God has bestowed upon you to do, obviously, right? That's what Paul's talking about, man. He labored more abundantly than them all when it comes to being a disciple, an apostle. That's why. That's how he knew he was called to be one. That's how he knew he was one, right? He put in work that the other disciples didn't. He went to the Gentiles, for example. They refused to go to the Gentiles. They were too Jewish. He labored more abundantly than them all. He went to more places than them all. This is what Paul's saying. What Victor Wembanyama's saying. This dude been playing since he was 11. He put in more work than anybody else. You see what I'm saying? So, all right, let's finish this verse. Yet not I, but the grace of God which bestowed upon me. So you can't do this without God's help. You can't put in this kind of work. You can't basically be obsessed with whatever God has called you to do. And you can't not waste this moment, this opportunity, if you're not leaning on the Spirit, if you're not praying and just really discerning and being aligned with God's will. Like, that's a good example, too, because I've basically been saying that. So if you don't know God's will and you're in the wrong ministry, if you're in the wrong profession, if you're doing the wrong things in life, you're not going to experience the grace of God, really, because it's not what you're called to do. You experience his grace when you get perseverance through the suffering, when you receive endurance and you receive strength to keep on going when you can't go no more. But when you're doing what you love, it forces you to labor more abundantly than them all because you love what you're doing. You're obsessed with what you're doing. And this is all you could possibly do. So this is what you're going to do. And that's because of God's grace. He gave you that love. He gave you that opportunity. He positioned you to be able to do that. So you just got to pray for that. Like, what is that for you guys? That's the video. Be all that God has made you to be. The question is, are you all that God has called you to be? You know, did God waste that family on you? Did God waste that, you know, that wife or husband on you? Did God waste that job on you? Did God waste, you know, your social media pages on you? Like, what do you have? What are you doing? Right? Because going back to what Victor Wembanyama said, man, this dude said, the only option I have is to use everything that's been given to me and to make the most of it. That's the only option, guys. The only option. Is that how you feel? Guys, you know how short life is? Man, I'm freaking 31. I never thought. I'm old, man. Like, when I was a kid, I thought 31 was so old, bro. I'm freaking 31. What am I going to say when I'm 41, man? And I'm 51. You know, like, life goes by so fast. The Bible said life is a vapor. A freaking vapor. You know how fast a vapor vaporizes in the air, right? So, like, man, the only option for all of us to make use of our lives, to make use of this moment, to make use of our lives. What is this message telling you guys, man? To make the most of our moment. That's the only option. There's no other option. What, you're going to waste it? You're going to waste your life? What did Jesus say about the parable of the talents? Three people were given talents. Two of them utilized what was given to them from the master. They both heard, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And they got more blessing. They got more talents because they were faithful what was given to them. They didn't have an option. They used what the master gave them because they loved their master. They loved what they were given. You better fall in love with your life because nobody else going to do it for you. Right? Yeah, I just got off subject. But, like, yeah, guys. So, dang, that was some good stuff. I forgot. But you guys get what I'm saying, man. The only option is to make the most of it. If I can be the best, then I must be the best. Guys, what can you be the best at? What can you be great at? You! What is it? Be all that God made you to be. Is that my video? Be all God made you to be. Yes, that's the title of today's video. Are you all that God's made you to be? That's what he called you to be. Goodness gracious. Like, so many people want to be average. So many people want to just coast by and hide. That's fine. That's not my style. I think that's obvious. Like, you see, that's obvious for me. No. I want to be great for my Lord and Savior. Oh, that's why I was talking about the parable of the talents. That's what I was talking about. There was three servants. Two of them utilized what the master gave them. God gave them. One of them didn't. They hid it. They made all these excuses about, you know, why they didn't utilize the one talent, the one blessing that God's given them. What's that one blessing for you? What happens if you don't utilize it? God's going to tell you the same thing he told that one servant. Depart from me, for I do not know you. Jesus told many parables like this. Guys, God's preparing all of us for something. You're not going to get to that something, that blessing, that promised land for you if you're not preparing and getting ready. This Victor Wembanyama fella in the NBA has been preparing all his life. For not just this moment, for greater moments. That's what he's focusing on. He want to be the greatest basketball player ever. He even said that. He literally said it. I want you guys to remember this dude. Remember this video. Man, share it with everybody, please. Especially NBA people. He said, if I can be the best, then I must be the best. You must be the best if you can be the best. That's bars, bro. Like, that's a rap lyric, man, for real. Can you be the best, guys? Is that what God called you to be? For me, I feel like, yes. I feel like, for me, not everybody operates like me. That's fine. But anybody that do, they understand what I'm saying, man. You know, because your vibe will attract your tribe. So anybody, any of my uplifters that agree with me, go ahead and let me know. But if you can be the best, then you must be the best. So if you can be great, you better be great. You're not just being great for you. Being loved ones, for anybody in your vicinity, for friends, to show them God. That's how great you got to be to show people the Lord, right? For them to see and really understand and hear. You need to be everything that God created you to be. Do you know how great that is? That's greatness. to be more like Jesus, how great can you possibly get? To be humble like our Lord and Savior. To be loving and forgiving like our Lord and Savior. To be merciful like our Lord and Savior. To be diligent like our Lord and Savior. To not procrastinate like our Lord and Savior. To not allow your feelings and your emotions to dictate your faith like our Lord and Savior. I'm preaching now. So, man, if you can be the best, who's the best, Jesus? So if you can be more like Jesus, then you must be more like Jesus. See, this is how powerful sports are, guys. You can be the best. You must be the best. And this is what Jesus said. You know, in order to be great like me, you got to drink from the same cup. And, you know, they don't say it, but this is my spiritual, what I think, you know, what God put on my heart. You got to drink a cup anyways. You know, if it ain't the cup of greatness, you still got to drink something. You got to drink from the cup that he died from, his blood. Everybody got to suffer. Everybody got to pay a price. Heaven is free, right? Salvation is free, but it ain't cheap. It costs. It costs a lot. It demands everything from you. It's going to take a lot out of you. Christian life's not easy. It takes all the work in the world. All the rest of these pastors, you want, you know, give you a little motivational speech. Yeah, I'm motivational, but I'm going to tell you like it is, just like my dad has always told me. I hate it sometimes, but hey, I just got it's the truth. Life sucks. But life's also what you make it. And at least we got Jesus with us, his grace bestowed upon us. Because without it, we wouldn't make it. That's what Paul was saying. Without God's grace, we are nothing. Without God's grace, nothing would get done. Without God's grace, you can't reach anything. So you better ask for it. You better depend on it. You better lean on it. Because like Paul said, going back to 1 Corinthians 15:10 at the very end, yet not I, but by the grace of God, which was with me. Just like oxygen, you know, we can't see oxygen. We can't, you know, touch it. Well, I mean, I don't know if we're touching oxygen, but you know what I'm saying? We can't see oxygen, but it exists. We can't see the grace of God. But can you? Yeah, you can. It's your life. It's everything physical is speaking about something spiritual, right? Everything physical is a spiritual reality going on, right? So everything physical, right? There's a spirituality going on behind it. Everything, sex, your job, your workplace, your home, some spirituality going on, right? The people you encounter, some spirituality going on. Everything, right? And God's grace is protecting you from a lot of things. God's grace is operating in ways you don't even understand, you can't fathom, and you don't even know. That's what God's working, and you don't even know half the work that he's doing. For example, just with your human body, you know, our human bodies have 7,500 different parts. So vessels, veins, organs, like it's about 7,500 different things. Do you have to think to breathe? Like, you know, do you have to think of like, my lung, you got to breathe, like, oh, my veins, you got to make the heart blood beat. Like, you don't even know all that your human body's doing. You don't understand the brain. Like, if we did, we would cure all cancers and diseases and stuff like that. We don't know, right? So our human bodies are doing so much things. There's so much things at work, right? God is speaking through creation again, just from that, the human body. It works. And you don't even know what's working and what's not until it's not working. Until the doctor says something. That's when you know. Or until you die. Until you take the last breath. Then you know. But right now, with your body's working and functioning the way that it should, you don't know. Right? You don't pay attention to that. That's how God's grace. Without God's grace, guys, everything would be futile. Like, everything would be pointless. Because nothing would happen. So, guys, y'all better pray for God's grace, like, to help you to figure out your calling, to help you to do your mission, to help you fulfill your purpose on earth. If you feel like you don't have any purpose, that's why. You better ask for God's grace. You better ask him to figure out who you are, because when you get God's grace, this is how the verse starts off. I'm going back to it, 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. You can't know who you are. You can't know what you're called to do if you don't know who God is. If you ain't experienced love, right? You can't be great in your profession if you don't value who you are and value what you do and appreciate what you do and cherish it, because you ain't had God talk to you. You ain't have God tell you how great you are at what you do. I'm gonna use me as an example, because I'm called to preach. I've been knowing that since I was 17. I don't have a church. I'm not preaching. I preach. Probably preached in the last 3 years, three or four times now. That's it. So basically twice a year. Since I was 17, I'm 31. You see what I'm saying? I know I'm a motivational speaker. I'm very motivated. But I do it on my YouTube channel. And nobody really watches. So maybe you guys can share it. Maybe I get some watch after this. But I don't care. I don't. That's what I'm saying. I don't care. It's by God's grace that I'm doing this. Right? So when you got God's grace, you know who you are. You know what you bring to the table. You know how great you are. You don't need anybody else to say nothing. God already told me I could talk. God already told me to talk. God already gave me the spiritual gifting to talk and preach and teach and to understand his word and disciple his word and get everything like that, right? To be able to effectively preach the gospel, right? He gave me the personality. This is why I got my personality. This is why I don't look like the best, greatest person ever. Like, I wish I was the most attractive male in life ever, but I'm not, right? And that's okay. Because it's because of God's grace that I am what I am. I can't. People wouldn't listen to me if they were just checking me out. They couldn't handle it. Because I'm already off the chain. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's because of God's grace that you are what you are. So be who God called you to be. All right, that's the end of the video. This is too long. Way too long. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. And I'm calling you guys uplifters. I haven't said that in a long time. So on my YouTube channel, Uplift Past Crossroads, make sure to subscribe. I'm also on podcasts, any podcast platform, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Chromecast, Apple Podcasts, any podcast platform. If you can't find me on one, go to another one. So Uplift Past Crossroads again, Facebook, LinkedIn page, Sean Christopher Jenkins, my Twitter page, X page, my Snap, Instagram, TikTok, Threads, at Trouble Don't Last. My other Instagram page, my underscore daily underscore Bible, my Tumblr page, Trouble Don't Last, number one. Whew. All right, and so like I said, my YouTube channel, I have a lot of playlists, a lot of videos, man. So when you go on here, I got a Verses of the Day playlist. So if you enjoyed this, you want me to tear up Verses of the Day some more, go to that playlist on my YouTube channel, right? Quotes of the Day, that's another playlist. So I did a quote, you know, Victor Wembanyama. So I'm definitely going to do more videos on quotes. Obviously, I've done a whole lot. All right. First Corinthians, you enjoyed that. You can check out all the Bible studies, sermons, and messages I've preached and talked about on First Corinthians in general. And then obviously 1 Corinthians 15, that's what this video. So I talk about that a lot. So go to that playlist to get even more videos on that. That's really good, actually. And then, I'm going to share these too. So be obsessed with my craft. That's the last time I talked about 1 Corinthians 15:10. Actually, the last time was this one. You know, outwork the competition. And I did a Kobe Bryant, Bean Bryant quote. You know, that's my favorite basketball player of all time. But yeah, you guys get it, man. So thanks for tuning in. Man, I pray you guys were inspired. Make sure to like, comment, share, wherever you're watching from, retweet. Do all those stuff for me. Please tell people about this page. If you, especially basketball players, man, if you hoop like me, man, if you like basketball, man, please share this video with other hoopers. Let them know about me. Same thing, NBA players. That'd be real nice. Like, man, I love inside the NBA. It'd be great to be. I want to be one of them. I want to be like on the show just talking. I want to be like Stephen A, but I'd be more motivational. I would just want to say motivational stuff, like, and bring life to it. That'd be cool, like I did just now. But anyways, all right, you guys have a good one. Upload through soon. I'll talk to you later. Peace out.